BBC Radio Kent's Money Matters with David Braithwaite.
Every Saturday morning, you hear myself talking to David and giving you financial advice. Certainly not from me, because compared to David, I know nothing.
Ah, but
David knows an awful lot.
If the listeners could see the knobs and the buttons and the things that you're sliding and pushing to make all this work, I couldn't sit on your side of the desk. You've been trained to do this. This is what you do.
Allegedly.
I do what I do because I've been trained for years. So it's just
there
different.
Are listeners right now shouting at the radio saying, yes, but she pushes the wrong buttons quite frequently.
Oh, well, we're all
you
human,
You don't do
though,
that,
do
you? You don't do that, though, David.
Well, we're all human, aren't we? We try not to make errors, but
yes.
Yeah, things do happen. I want to chat today about something called a credit score. And whatever it is that we do in life, whether we're applying for a mortgage, a credit card, a loan, it could be a store card that you're offered at the counter. Oh, hello, Miss North, if you want to save 10% on your dress that you're buying, apply for a store card now. Whatever it is. Even mobile phones, they run credit checks on you. And they have different levels of these credit checks and these scores. So some people say to us, oh, I'm okay for a mortgage because I've got a really good credit score. Well, what these lenders all do, they have their own thresholds as to what's acceptable to them or not. So some lenders, for example, will say, well, you've got to score really highly to get onto this particular rate or deal. Other people, you can get away with slightly less. And it also depends on what you're actually applying to. So if you're applying for something like a store card, the credit check they do is quite a light one. So people often say to me, well, if I've got somebody that used to live in my address that had all this bad credit and I keep getting letters through, is that going to affect me? And it won't for things like mortgages, because they do a really deep credit check on you because they're lending you a lot of money. But something like a store card to maybe take away a £50 pair of trousers or something, it's quite light and it could affect you. So in terms of actually getting a score, it's all about you and your history, how well you have maintained credit in the past. So what you can have is, and we often suggest this to people, first-time buyers, for example, you're going to get a mortgage, you live with mum and dad, you've got no credit score whatsoever, probably, apart from the fact you're on a voter's roll.
See, I think that's really unfair, because I remember when I, at one point, I'd always kept up my mortgage payments. I bought my first property when I was quite young. I was still a teenager. Hmm. Didn't have a credit card at all at that point. I certainly do now. I've made up for it in the past decade. But at that point, no credit card because I didn't want to get into debt. I'd always kept up my mortgage repayments. And when I went to apply for new credit cards much later in life, they looked at my credit score and said, oh, well, you haven't paid back a loan, so we don't know that you can prove
yes.
that you've actually been. And I thought that was really unfair because I've been such a good girl up till then.
I know, and you have to start somewhere.
Yes.
So we say to a lot of first-time buyers now, well, go and apply for a credit card with any company that you like. Just go and buy, I don't know, something like a DVD or something for a little amount, cut the card up. When the bill arrives, just pay it. You've started a credit record there, but these credit record agencies, when you apply for your copy of your credit record, if you see it, and we get sent loads of these to interpret for people, they can see an amazing amount of data. They can see what your credit limit is on a credit card. They can see if you've applied for a current account. So if you were looking to switch a current account, like we spoke about a few weeks ago, then they would see who you'd applied to and the date and what your overdraft might have been. All this sort of data, but any payment history is there as well. So I could tell, if I had a copy of your credit file, I could tell you how much you spend on your mobile phone every month and whether you're prompt in paying it or not. And that's what they're looking at, is if we're going to lend this person's money, are they going to be good at paying us back? And that's what they're trying to do. And it is strange. So you will get turned down like you have with your credit card company.
Yep.
But if you went, because their credit score was probably really quite harsh, if you went elsewhere, it'd probably sail through. And you think, well, what was the problem with the other one? And it's not to do with your personal credit score. It's to do with the company themselves, what they're scoring you on. And what's changing is that adding to the regular company sort of credit scores that they do, what the lenders are looking at doing now is something awful, I think, which are going to ask you questions about how you feel about things. So it could be attitude towards other people, how you feel about society in general, and they're trying to get a feel for how honest you are.
It's all a bit touchy-feely, isn't it?
It is, but they're trying to get this background to give them a view on how trustworthy or not that you may be by asking you certain coded questions, which I think is a little bit strange in my book. But that's what they're looking at doing. They're even talking as well, some of these credit companies, of instead of signing your name, so now you've got these contactless things that you can do now. So one of the companies is trialling out, if you took a selfie with your smartphone, if it can recognise that it really is you paying with that card in the shop. So it's getting very high tech, some of this stuff
word.
Now. So it's a bit of a dark art in terms of this credit score, but in terms of what you should do, it's make sure you're on the voter's roll, never miss a beat in terms of paying something, and just always be honest. And you're not going to go far wrong, to be fair.